It's the Audio Escape Almanac for Wednesday, February 14th, 2007. I'm Brian Smith. This weekday cast is brought to you by Pro Voice Track.
You're my funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine.
It is St. Valentine's Day, and it's been associated with this date since the year 496, thanks to Pope Gelasius I. It was he, it's worth noting, who abolished the February fertility festival Lupercalia that saw naked young men running in the streets and high-fiving pregnant women and women who wanted to get that way. But in return, the Pope provided a single feast day for two Christian martyrs named Valentine. Associating the day with romantic love goes back to 1382 and a poem by Chaucer. In the U.S., it's also Ferris Wheel Day, which recognizes the birthday of inventor George Ferris, 1859. And in Bulgaria, it's Wine Growers Day, a day dedicated to drinking wine. Finally, among the day's observances, it's Admission Day in both Oregon and Arizona.
This is war. You are listening to a program presented by the four major networks of America.
The radio series This Is War premiered on this date in 1942. It was carried by ABC, CBS, NBC, and the Mutual Radio Networks. And for 13 weeks, it was unashamedly propagandistic, and with an exclamation point.
By the way, how are you sleeping these nights, Duce? Any conscience trouble? Ever dream of getting stabbed in the back? Ever wonder what you've done to the people of Italy? Were you listening to, Son of Heaven? Did the vulgar motor ruffle the imperial tranquility? Did it cause to flutter the wings of the dove of peace, where brooding he perched in the garden of the temple? So sorry, Your Majesty. Honorable mistake.
Among the other decidedly anti-Valentine's occurrences on this date was the St. Valentine's Day Massacre in 1929 in Chicago. Al Capone's Southside Gang murdered seven members of George Moran's Northside Gang. And then there's the love story with gangs that was revived on this date in 1980 on Broadway.
Dear, kindly judge your honor, my parents treat me rough. With all the marijuana, they won't give me a puff. They didn't want to have me, but somehow I was had. Leaping lizards, that's why I'm so bad.
Right!
That particular song from West Side Story did make it into the movie, but it seldom is included in the movie's TV broadcasts, but I digress.
Then left at the Dolly Madison Pinochle Room, through the President Grant Drinking Room, past the Richard Nixon dumbwaiter. And that's our room.
Well, let's see. Now I go past the Dolly Madison ping pong room, across the Richard Nixon.
The event that inspired that bit of comedy from Vaughn Metter happened on this date in 1962, when First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy conducted her White House tour with Charles Collingwood. Another White House happening is tied to this date. It was on Valentine's Day in 1971 that Richard Nixon installed the secret taping system. Aretha Franklin recorded that song, Respect, on this day in 1967. Otis Redding wrote it, and he even performed it first. Birthdays today, Frederick Douglass, slave, activist, and finally author, today, 1817. Rosa Parks, activist, bus rider, born today in 1913 in Tuskegee, Alabama. And born on the very same day in Brazil, Indiana, was Jimmy Hoffa.
Now, I was born in Waukegan, Illinois. After graduating grammar school, I took an interest in music. Later, I went to Chicago, where I studied the violin under Hugo Korchak at the Chicago Conservatory of Music. After 4 years of intensive study, my professor took a personal interest in me and arranged for my first appearance...
Hey, shut up!
And Jack Benny, born on this date in 1894. Finally, for this 14th day of February, the first auto race sanctioned by NASCAR happened today in 1948 on Daytona Beach. 150 miles worth of 3.2-mile loops on the sand. And 40 years later to the day, that would be this day 1988, Bobby Allison, at age 50, became the oldest driver to win the Daytona 500. The Audio Escape Almanac is a weekday presentation of Pro Voice Tracks, music courtesy of SCS Media, strategiccontent.net. More about Pro Voice Tracks drop-in voice services for business and about the Audio Escape Almanac at provoicetracks.com.